welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're still going to be doing dessert recipes, but today's recipes, we're going to get a little bit crafty about it. Today I'm going to do something very different, and it's going to be very exciting and fun. Today's recipe is called the fishbowl cake. It is rated 4 stars on my recipe book, and prep time is 25 minutes. Total time to make it, I estimate it, around 3.5 to 4 hours. But if you're going to do a party, it's going to be very easy to make, and it's worth it because you can make it at maybe noon and have it ready for dinner. It's really great to do for your kids, and it's a great craft to do with the kids. It's really great. What you're going to need is 1 package, 12-ounce pound cake, and you're going to cut it into 1-inch cubes. Then you're going to get 1/2 cup of jelly beans, 2 cups boiling water, 2 packages, 4-serving size each, Jell-O brand berry blue flavored gelatin, 4 cups of ice cubes, and 12 bite-sized fish-shaped chewy fruit snacks. I'd recommend Swedish fish. They're the best ones for this. I'd get the assorted color one to make it a little bit more fun. Now what you're going to do is place the cake cubes. What you're also going to need for this is a fishbowl. Get a plastic fishbowl at like a pet or a party store. Be sure to wash and dry the fishbowl before using it. You don't know what was in there before. What you can do is, for an extra little bit of fun, try using a combination of bite-sized fish but with a shark and octopus chewy fruit snacks. It might make it look a little bit more ocean fun. You're going to place the cake cubes in a bottom of clean 2-quart plastic fishbowl. Top with jelly beans to make it look like the rocks on the bottom of a fish tank. Then you're going to stir the boiling water into dry gelatin mixes in a large bowl until completely dissolved. Add ice cubes and stir until gelatin begins to thicken. Remove any unmelted ice. Pour thickened gelatin into the fish bowl. You're going to arrange the fruit snacks in the gelatin to resemble fish swimming in a fish bowl. Refrigerate 4 hours or until gelatin is set. To serve, scoop out the gelatin and cake with a large spoon and store leftover dessert in the fridge. The only thing it's going to take 3 hours for is just the hardening in the fridge. That's all it's going to take. But other than that, you have to wait till it hardens to push the fish down into the gelatin. Otherwise, the fish will sink to the bottom and you'll have a plain fishbowl with blue water and jelly beans. It's not going to look very exciting. The next recipe I have is going to be a real great one. It's called Rainbow Pops, and they're really great. I love them. I make them all the time. They're the greatest things to make. They are very colorful, and they're very short to make. It takes about 30, maybe 45 minutes to make it. You're going to need 20 popsicles, not popsicle sticks, I'm sorry, lollipop sticks, and they're called, I'm sorry, not rainbow pops, I'm going out of my mind, they're called marshmallow pops, and this is a perfect simple craft to try at like a birthday party, or when you kids out there are bored and want to try something new and exciting. Get 20 lollipop sticks. You can find those at like a cake store or craft store. 20 large marshmallows, 1 cup of Nestle Toll House Premier White Morsels, 1 cup, 6 ounce, of Nestle Toll House Milk Chocolate Morsels, decorating icing, whatever color you want, and assorted Nestle candies and chocolate. I think for decorating icing, the greatest colors you can get are like blue and green, or brown and pink, because they go more with the recipe here. Here's the directions. You're going to line the baking sheet up with the wax paper. Push each lollipop stick halfway through a large marshmallow. Set that aside. Melt the white morsels according to package directions. Immediately dip 10 marshmallow lollipops lightly into the melted chocolate for a thin coating. Set the stick side up on a prepared baking sheet, and then melt the milk chocolate morsels according to the package directions, and repeat dipping process as what I just told you with the remaining marshmallows. Refrigerate marshmallow lollipops for 10 minutes or until hardened. I suggest if you're new at this to get 2 bags of marshmallows so that if you mess it up that you can still make 20. Use the decorating icing as glue to decorate with the assorted candies And another great thing you can put on top are gummy bugs, sweet tarts, raisinettes, Wonka Nerds, Wonka Tart and Tinies. Those are great things to put on top. But I hope you enjoyed the recipes I gave to you, and next week I will be back on with my great-grandmother. She will be giving us some great recipes. Not telling you what it is. It's a big surprise. So I hope everybody enjoys the next podcast. Don't remember, tomorrow is the big podcast with the company president of America's Best Barbecue for Barbecue Bob. I'm rooting for him, totally. I hope everybody else watches and listens to him. So I hope everybody enjoys his podcast tomorrow. And don't forget, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, everybody.